truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday the 28th of May. The prepper tip of the day: you might want to look at visiting thrift shops, flea markets, yard sales to get useful items for preparedness, cast iron cookware, sleeping bags. One of the local thrift shops, I've gone there twice and done the following. I got enough shoes and boots for my children and grandchildren if they had to come live with me. 50 cents a pair. I filled up two black plastic trash bags with, 20 or 25 pairs in each bag. And hopefully I'll never need them. But if I do, I've got everything that these young men and women who are now, the youngest ones are now 14 years old. But they were little guys when I got these shoes, 4 and 5 years old. But at some point, some needy family might need that kind of thing. And if they do, I've got it. Okay, that's your prepper tip of the day. We have open lines. And what's on your mind? What are your concerns? Give us a call at 512-248-8252. The whole matter of the COVID Wuhan flu, the COVID shots continues to be my top concern, my top priority. I was sitting with a friend last night, one of my neighbors, and she also came to the same conclusion about my neighbor, Rusty Young, who died last month. Exactly 33 days after getting the COVID shot, I found out that initially it was thought that he died from a blood clot. That was changed to dying from a heart attack. There was no autopsy done, so we'll never know what actually killed Mr. Young. Rusty Young was one of the original members of the nationally known band called Poco. And one of my neighbors lived a few hundred yards away from me here in Davisville, Missouri. Great guy, great musician, and we miss him dearly. But nationwide, we're having all kinds of people drop over dead a day or two after getting a shot, maybe a week or two, maybe 33 days after they get the shot. It's a nationwide tragedy, is what it is. That's exactly what it is. And it's gone, we're just at the beginning. It's going to get far worse. Now, I'm no scientist. I'm no doctor. I don't claim to be. I have no scientific medical credentials whatsoever. I'm a homicide detective and a radio talk show host. I'm also a pretty bright guy. And I know how to read. I read voraciously. And I know how to find real evidence, because as a homicide detective, nothing's going to be tolerated except real evidence. It won't be. So I know real evidence when I see it. And the evidence I'm seeing, the real evidence I'm seeing, is that these COVID shots, they're really not vaccines. These COVID shots will, in fact, be killing many tens of millions worldwide, hundreds of millions of men and women, girls and boys. They're already giving these shots to children. That is absolutely insane. A child is more likely to die from a lightning strike than they are the COVID-19. Why would you give a child this? Even if you believe the vaccine works, why would you give it to a child? Why would you do such a thing? Well, there's no shortage of ignorance. Ignorance abounds. We talk about that occasionally here on this show. I talked to you earlier this week about the movie actor Robert Young back in the late 50s, from 1959 until, I don't have the dates in front of me, I believe 1967 or so. The actor Robert Young pretended to be a medical doctor, Marcus Welby. The name of the show was Marcus Welby, M.D. So here we have a Hollywood actor. He was a great actor, great guy as far as I know, pretending to be a medical doctor on a television show. Robert Young, the actor, pretending to be a doctor, got hundreds of letters a week asking for medical advice. You can't make this up. Now, of course, the letters were written by men and women who were literate, keeping in mind that about half the American population is either semi-literate or illiterate. I don't have the exact definition in front of me here, but that's the statistics I'm aware of. Point being also that whoever can influence the most illiterate, semi-literate people will be elected president of the United States. That's my reality. I don't know what yours is, but that's my reality. That's why these political campaigns, these political advertising, has become so simplistic, so absolutely third grade level simplistic. They have, and that's to win over the votes from the illiterate and semi-literate people in this country. It's a sad state of affairs, but that in fact is our state of affairs. It really is. At my website at thelibertyman.com, you'll find we've probably got, I'm going to say, at least 50 articles and videos from scientists and doctors. We call these sections panels, and I've got, I think we're up to 8 now. I might be, I'll have to check here. There's, no, we're up to 9. We started 9 this week, it looks like. Articles and videos by real doctors and real scientists. Now, there's a reason why in panel 1, the first 4 are from Dr. Mike Yeadon, Yeadon. There's a reason why. And the reason is who this man is. Former vice president at Pfizer and director of allergy and respiratory research. Now, that's some very, when it comes to this area of expertise, and if you've heard this before, no apologies, because this is talk radio. There's people who never heard this before. We have new listeners every day of the week. And it bears repeating because it is so important. when you have a former vice president and director of allergy and respiratory research at Pfizer publicly saying that these COVID shots are going to kill people, you need to stand up. You need to wake up and smell the coffee. You really do. You know, it's one thing for a radio talk show host to say that. It's another for somebody else to say it. And we have a number of medical doctors like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, excellent doctor, highly qualified. She's board certified in three different areas of expertise, a highly qualified medical doctor on one hand. On the other, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was never a vice president at Pfizer or director of research at Pfizer. As good as she is, that's not who she is. And then, of course, we have Luc Montagnier, if I can say that name right, who won the Nobel Prize for his research in virology. You're not going to find any better credentials than that, I don't believe. Very serious scientist who says that these COVID shots are poison. He didn't quite go so far as to say they're going to kill everybody. There's people saying that he did. No, he in fact did not say that. But he did in fact say that these COVID shots are poison. Do you need any more evidence? Any higher authority than a man who won the Nobel Prize for his work in working with viruses? Do you seriously? Really? Need any better authority? I'm at a loss as to who that would be. Seriously, I don't know who that would be that has better credentials than Dr. Mike Yaden or Luc Montagnier. No, that's good enough for me. I hope it's good enough for you. I hope it's good enough for the people that you want to convince to not get the shot. That's the real purpose of this discussion, is to save lives. Seriously, that's the purpose of this discussion this morning on Friday, the 28th day of May, is to save lives. Now, the first four videos and interviews, written interviews with Dr. Yaden, are highlighted in yellow at my website. And they're highlighted in yellow for a reason, to get your attention, to pay attention, to find them easy. That's why they're highlighted in yellow highlighter. Right below that is the Planet Lockdown documentary. A article in Science Journal supporting a claim that the Pfizer COVID shot may cause deadly neurodegenerative disease. It goes on. The list just gets longer every week. Every time I reach the end of every week, I think, well, we know it all now. That's what I think at the end of every week, only to find out the following week there's a new horror story about the COVID shots. There seems to be no limit to this. We got a caller on hold here. We got Tom in Utah. I hope you have an update for us, Tom. I hope. Good morning, sir.
Hi, John. Hey, so you're a private detective?
Yes, I became a private detective in 1973, homicide detective. That's what I spent most of my adult life doing.
Good. Would you do me a favor? Have you looked at my case that I'm defending a man right now? And the bigger case that got me in trouble in D.C., gassing America.
It's a criminal case you're working on?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Well, send me
the details. It's been running 3 years.
Well, good grief. Send me the details and we'll talk about it, Tom. You got my email, right?
Well, I'm blind and I don't have internet. When they readjusted me in D.C., I lost everything.
Okay.
So
well, then,
go to Gassing America. At the bottom is my phone number and call me and I'll take you through some shock therapy.
Okay. Gassing America.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
and by the way, that applies to about a tenth of the nation, a Gassing America situation.
Is that gassingamerica.com, .net, .org?
.com.
.com, gotcha. Okay, what else is on your mind this morning, Tom?
Say that again?
I say again, what else is on your mind? Why did you call, sir?
Well, that I wanted you to take a look at that, but also...
Okay, that's fine.
Also, anybody that puts blood into their blood vein, you know, when we do transfusions, we always make sure we get the right type of blood into you, right?
Right, right.
And if we happen to mismatch the blood, one of the problems that develops is clotting. If I'm a type O and you give me a type A blood, you can basically kill me with blood clots.
Exactly. Well, that was revealed earlier this week. The Red Cross is no longer accepting blood donations from people who've had any of the COVID shots.
Right. Right.
Okay.
This whole thing is insanity.
It is, sir. It is. Okay. Anything else? We got another caller, sir.
Okay. Yeah, just give me a call. I'm sorry to ask you to do that, but since I can't see, I can't get the email or any other information, from the computer either.
We'll figure it out. We'll get it done. Thank you, sir.
Okay,
I'll be in touch.
Give me a call.
Yes, sir. Our next caller is Priscilla in Missouri. Good morning, Priscilla.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, although it's a little overcast. You were talking about the COVID, and there is bright news because I know I'm going to butcher his name, but I'm going to try Reiner Fumlich, and he has now 1,000 attorneys that are working with him and 10,000 virologists, doctors, nurses, you name it. And he's suing the WHO, and he's taking on the WHO and the CDC and one other entity that I do not recall, that I have heard Reiner speak alike about maybe 4 times over the last 6 months. His wife encouraged him to get involved because of the PCR test and how that it was totally unreliable, wasn't meant to do what it was doing, and has caused all this havoc, and he has gotten down to the bottom of who actually set the thing in motion. And so I do want us to all pray for Reiner and for his work on this those who are involved with it.
I agree with you, Priscilla, and I'm aware of the lawsuit. There's a big however coming. However, a lawsuit of this type takes years to work its way through the court that it'll be in. In the meantime, the people getting the COVID shots will be dying, won't they?
Yes, I understand all that. But the thing is that there are folks that are working, and we don't know about anything. Everything is so upside down that we have to look for the bright spots and for the people that are working in our behalf. And I just wanted to give them a shout out for that. But I've been blessed by God, that I'm here. You guys talked about blood, and I used to have two pints a week. That's a lot of blood. So I'm really happy that I'm not in that situation. And I feel bad for those folks that are. And we do need to separate these people out. I got people all around me. I'm 81 years old. I have people all around me that have taken these shots, I maintain a reasonable distance, but I'm not afraid, I don't deal with fear. That's not my deal. But we all will have to do our part. My neighbors have been really good to me. They've taken the shots. I know that it's not going to be long before they're going to need me some way or another to help feed them or do whatever, but it's going to be bad. I know it's going to be bad, but we just have to. Well, we'd not just have to, but we do need to maintain and pull together. We're
absolutely
in it to win it.
I agree, Priscilla. I agree. What part of Missouri are you in? What county?
I am in southwest Missouri, in McDonald County.
Okay. Beautiful part of the country. Very nice.
It is indeed. Bless you. You have a great day.
Thank you for the call.
Oh, and one other thing, John.
Well, hold on to the break.
I do encourage everybody to go out there and put as many flags as you can for this weekend. We need to put America, Americans back on the map.
We do. Thank you for that.
Bye-bye.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 28th day of May. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. It's certainly a clear and present danger, the threat of EMP, and EMP Shield sells most of what they make to the Department of Defense, believe it or not. Very nice $50 discount on every piece of EMP Shield equipment you get at my website at thelibertyman.com. What's on your mind? What's your concerns? We want to hear. We want to hear from you. What are your concerns? Top of my list is the COVID shot. We got a lot of things to be concerned about. The economy, geopolitical matters, and more. But I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this COVID shot is what's going to kill the most people the quickest. Anything you can do, and I'm giving you all a homework assignment, anything you can do to help somebody from not get that shot, you're saving a life, literally saving a life. Now, Priscilla made a good point a moment ago about being kind to the people who've taken the shot. Be friendly with them. Be kind to them. They're going to need help. They're going to be dead. And that was their decision. probably made out of ignorance, most likely made out of ignorance, but whose fault is that, that they didn't look into and investigate what they're about to have shot in their arm? Well, this world is going to change dramatically the next 24 months. 24 months will fly by. It's been well more than a year when we first found out about the COVID shot. It's been a long year, 17 months, 16, 17 months. The things I've seen, the things we've all seen, businesses closing forever, people losing their homes, people losing their businesses, their employment, people dying needlessly. Yes, the COVID shot is the top of my list for educating, informing, letting people know what's going on, why it's happening. It's highly, highly unusual for somebody like Mike Yaden to go public. He spent his entire life working on what he thought were healthy, safe vaccines. He's a big supporter of vaccines. For him to go public saying that these COVID shots is part of a world depopulation project is very alarming and quite unusual. I found out last night talking to a friend that one of the pharmaceutical companies has a laboratory in Kansas. I hope to get the name of the place. But a number of men and women who had worked there, apparently they found out what they were really doing and made the mistake of letting somebody know that they found out about the truth, that they were helping manufacture things that would kill people, and they in turn were murdered. So I hope to be getting more details on that. I'm working on it. It's going to be a short list. There can't be that many laboratories in the state of Kansas owned by major pharmaceutical companies. I doubt there's even five or six. It's probably less than that. I'm not sure who it was. Maybe Steve Quayle, one of these alternative media guys, started keeping track of the men and women who were microbiologists that were dying under suspicious circumstances the past number of years. This may be all interconnected. I don't know. I haven't seen evidence that they're interconnected, but I certainly have to entertain that possibility. I find no choice as a professional investigator but to entertain it as a possibility and continue to search for evidence. The people we're dealing with, the pharmaceutical industry, they're absolutely evil and satanic. There's no doubt in my mind that they are evil and satanic. The items they manufacture literally kill thousands, tens of thousands of people every year when used properly. That's an important point to make. When used as properly prescribed, they kill tens of thousands of people every year. And they know it. Of course they know it. Emergency use authorization. That's what these COVID shots have. All of them. Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca. I don't believe they're doing that in the United States. But the ones in this country all have emergency use authorization. They do not have FDA approval. That's an important point to make to anybody who's considering getting one of these COVID shots. It is not FDA approved. What the FDA has done is given emergency use authorization, which is not the same thing. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call numbers 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 28th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. You can spend many hours there and find things that will educate you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. Seriously. We spend a lot of time making sure that what's there is valuable. And, of course, the energy cleaner, I should remind people, we have the Memorial Day sale is in effect immediately, and it goes until midnight, the 31st of May, $25 off energy cleaners and 25% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you'll be paying full price. I manually refund the difference. So that's happening right now. The toll-free order line to order the energy cleaner is 800-592-9543. And we got a couple of callers on hold here. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Can you disclose what part of the state you're talking about on those deaths and approximately the time frame?
Oh, the people who work for the research lab?
Yeah.
I'm working to find that out. I don't know yet, Sherry.
Okay. Okay. I just finished a book that's relevant to Memorial Day. It's called Mrs. Lee's Rose Garden, and it's a short little book. But I sure learned a lot from it, you know, because I'd never really gone and I knew that Arlington was her family's, you know,
their farm, the family farm. So is this General Robert E. Lee's wife, Mrs. Lee?
Yes.
Okay.
But I did not know that her great-grandfather was George Washington. And her father's father was George Washington's stepson, and he had adopted him.
Right.
So,
right.
And they had a whole bunch of his memorabilia that, you know, she could not pack up because when they had to leave because she was suffering from rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
So she was,
right.
You know, but it's an interesting little book, and you probably know this, but most people wouldn't.
Well, when the United States government took control of the Lee farm, was there compensation for that?
It happened. It finally, she, all the way to the Supreme Court, her son, because she died in 1873, but in 1879, her son took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and they compensated them $150,000 at that time.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that was a fair price or not.
No. But
it was,
you know,
a massive estate, to say the least, farm, a very large farm.
And just the stuff. But, you know, you probably know this, but I didn't, that, you know, he was, he originally, after he got out of West Point, General Lee, worked for the Army Corps of Engineers, and that he was the one that headed the project to make St. Louis port deeper, you know, more of a, get rid of the islands that were keeping it from being a deeper port.
No, I was not aware of that.
Yeah, it was. They mentioned that, and it's a very interesting little book. It's called Mrs. Lee's Rose Garden.
Fascinating. Another little tidbit. The other, of course, General Lee was the top general in the Confederate States of America. Ulysses Grant was the top general for the United States. General Lee during the Civil War did not own slaves. But General Grant did own at least one slave. And when he was asked why, he gave a very flippant response. Good help is hard to get.
Yes, and in it, the book tells about how his, when his father-in-law died, and I think he was around 50 years old, and he had to come back and help settle the estate, and it was just crazy. You know, the guy hadn't been able to keep up with it all, and really hadn't for a long time. And there were several slaves, and they hadn't been working the property because, of course, you know, his father-in-law had been ill, and he just didn't want to go back to work. But, you know, the state was in arrears, and, you know, he couldn't, because he was in Virginia, he could not just give them their freedom, you know, because they were considered property, and he owed money to people, you know.
Right.
The same thing that Jefferson went through. Why he couldn't free his slaves. But anyway, it's a very interesting little book. And I'm interested in seeing what you have to find out about that. that deal you were just talking about, because
right. Well, it's a work in progress. I can't make any promises, but I'll keep at it.
But you know, they moved the essentially sort of moved Plum Island to K State, but that's fairly recent.
That's a very scary thing. I've mentioned that publicly dozens of times. It is very scary.
Yes. So, I'll let you go.
I know you guys thank you, Sharon. Appreciate it. Our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. I've been thinking about good sources and better sources and the best sources we have for information, and I think we've identified a few of them. There was Dr. McCullough, there was Luc Montagné, there was Vanden Bosch, and there was Mike Yeadon. And there's another fellow who was involved in the National Heart Association or something like that. He was he's an MD, PhD, JD, and this information was some of his information was displayed on RBN recently. And I can take from his talk, there's a lot of information there. I'll try to get to the meat of it. Steve Bannon on the phone with Dr. Richard Fleming, quote, "This is not a naturally occurring virus," is the title. That's not what this is totally about, but that is a very important preface. The preface is that this is, in his opinion, a bioweapon, and it does exactly what it was designed to do. But what does he have to back this up? He came up with a theory of why COVID-19 disease developed from SARS-CoV-2 infection, and it follows his 1994 proposal of inflammothrombotic disease, which is what he's describing heart disease as. And he says this accounts for blood clots and inflammation, the formation of blood clots and inflammation. This is why the people with comorbidities were dying from COVID-19, because they were not being treated for that. So they were not being treated for the problem the disease was causing. They weren't getting to the root cause. That's what he's saying here. Okay. And the reason why the people with comorbidities were dying was because of that, is what he says. Now, if we look back, recall there was an article that said, did the CDC claim that they reduced their death numbers from COVID-19? I have shown, and Dr. Scott Jensen has shown, that this is clearly not true. And many people were deceived by this. And even you have used it as support for there's no pandemic or something like that. I cannot tolerate irrational and illogical things in my mind. And so this is why I bring it up, because I bring up a standard. And I was correct about that, and I'm correct about some other things. I may be wrong at times as well, but I'm giving you my best opinion, and who else is calling in with opinions? Okay.
Well, that's what we do. Dr. Richard Fleming is the doctor. He graduated from medical school and law school, both.
Yes, MD. He has a PhD in physics as well.
Well, this is a guy who loves going to school, doesn't he?
This guy is top notch. Did you listen to any of his videos yet, John? Just wondering.
So much of this, it's starting to kind of flow together, I have to admit, and I'm not positive. I need to.
And I hear somebody like Jim Fetzer on a show, and he says something, and guess what? I've totally forgotten what he said the next day, because a lot of what he said I already know, and a few key things you can't store all this. But so Dr. Fleming, listen, yesterday somebody said, there's 4,000, and this was on RBN, there's 4,000 deaths in the VAERS system. And so the Harvard study said there 1% of adverse reactions and things are reported. Therefore, there are 400,000 some deaths in the U.S. from the vaccines. And I said, no, you don't know that. That is an extrapolation. That is not true. And we need to stick with what we really know, not with some sort of fantastic statements which lead people away because we're in groupthink. We need to talk to people who have a totally opposite opinion and test our theories, test our ideas. Okay, so I will go on with what Dr. Fleming said here. His summary was, and he went through the EUA documents that were submitted, and he explained what they mean. He says, so there is no statistically significant benefit from the very EUA documents that are posted.
Not mine, the companies,
he said. Inflammation and blood clotting occurring with it. Lewy bodies, mad cow disease, and nothing that suggests a benefit. It's an experimental drug that people aren't signing informed consent for, and you're part of the control or experimental group. John, you're part of the control group. I'm part of the control group. Other people are part of the experimental group. But the key here is he mentioned Lewy bodies that cause Alzheimer's and other neurodegenerative diseases. He mentioned prions that also cause these mental problems. And so what he says is if you extrapolate from the rhesus monkey studies to human years, in 1.5 years, these people are going to have mad cow disease or Alzheimer's. John, what's worse for the country than having 150 million people who were injected dying from vaccine? What's worse?
200 million.
However many. I'm saying, what's worse than 150 million people dying from the vaccine?
Living with mad cow disease. The same
and
people.
Having 150 million people take care of them. How many are left?
Well, we have to remember that half of those people are children.
Well, yeah. This, John,
you know, half the American population is children. So there we go.
So does this suggest, I mean, this is rather different than what Luc Montagnier is suggesting and others have suggested in terms of having direct deaths from this. And, you know, I entertain many different theories with a basis, things that have a basis. This has a basis. John, if this is what happens, the country will not be taken down by one shot, be taken down by, as you said, 200 million shots or so, but no bullets.
That's right. What have we done to ourselves here, Dave? What have we done to ourselves and continue to?
Well, we're going to find out. I will tell you, he went over the EUA documents, and he said that that there was no statistical difference between the control and the injected group for Pfizer and Moderna with 7 days or 2 weeks post injection. With a Janssen, 14 days post-injection, there was a statistically, and I'll say small significance. And with the after 28 days, though, with the Janssen J&J, there was no statistical significance, okay? And then he tells us how the efficacy is calculated. He's their efficacy is totally opposite of what you think it is. He said, you calculate 1 minus the risk ratio is the vaccine efficacy. The risk ratio is the number who came down with COVID in the vaccination group divided by the number that came down with COVID in the non-vaccinated group. And this is something, I got to get into the math of this and we can take a further look at this. But what he's saying is that it is by no means effective at all if you look at the real data in preventing COVID-19, or it has very, very minimal effect. And as he just described, the side effects, the latent side effects are humongous.
Right.
So,
Dave, let me interrupt you. On Republic Broadcasting's website right now, there was an article titled COVID-19 Fleming Method, which features...
That's the one I first saw.
Right. Dated May 18th. So,
Right.
So there's videos, there's transcripts, there's looks like a lot here. There's a lot.
Yeah, his 13-minute video is the one that I watched, and that contains a lot of condensed clips, I think, from his 2.5-hour presentation, which I tried to listen to. But again, you know, we get saturated with information, and I had not finished it yet. The one I'm talking about is on BitChute, Steve Bannon on the phone with Dr. Richard Fleming.
Okay.
You can find it with that.
That's on BitChute. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Steve Bannon says that President Trump will be back in the Oval Office by the end of August.
Well, so he must be a lunatic. I mean, and, you can look at it anyway.
But another lunatic, Mike Lindell, says the same thing. You want to hold on through the break here, Dave?
If you'd like, sure.
Sure, let's do that. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Dave, there's a lot of Christians who believe that these COVID shots are actually the mark of the beast, and that people who receive it will burn in hell forever. It's quite a serious thing, isn't it, sir?
Well, I think it's serious when you do not respect your temple. Your body is the temple of God, okay? And you don't take a look. I think, yes, there's questions with hydrogels and nanobots and all this stuff. It is somewhat speculative. It comes from people like Carrie Madej and others who deal more on the speculative with real data and real real scientific papers they're dealing with. But what Dr. Fleming is dealing with is hard facts he has found in his work. And that's the whole difference there. That's why I like to speak about his work, because it is some verified information. He developed tissue monitoring techniques for monitored COVID-19 disease. He conducted a national clinical trials in 7 countries at 23 sites showing what treatments work and don't. So see, he did the work. He got the data for this. And we do not know what is going to happen regarding the other stuff. But don't do anything that allows you to buy or sell. It doesn't ring right with me. Does it with you, John?
No, not at all. Not at all. no, not at all. Well, these issues will be, they already are historical. And what's going on right now will affect this country for many decades into the future, won't it, sir?
Well, yeah, he said right now, he was asked, why are they defaming you in the media? He said, there is a lot of egg on the face of those who follow the party line. I'm not anti-vax. I'm just anti-bad science, anti-using something that has not been tested and found safe. And the same, I am anti-science also, and I'm anti-illogic. And you could see that comes out of me very... very aggressively, because it's wrong. I know it's wrong. And there's a few things that I know, and there's many things I don't. He further said that this is a gain-of-function of function spike protein. In other words, spike protein has been modified with prion and different things to make it worse than it was. I don't think this was developed. I think a lot of effort was done to develop this whole thing and test it. And there's a lot we don't know about that, okay? But he said the spike protein crosses the blood-brain barrier. He said I don't know what if they did trials on these spike proteins. It seems like that's what he's saying. He said in the humanized mice, they developed spongiform encephalopathy, which is mad cow disease. And in the Rhys McKay models, about 2 weeks after injection, they developed Lewy bodies in the brain and inflammation, which causes Alzheimer's. So, and neurologic disorders. So this is, he's got some real data he's going from here.
He said, well, studies. Looks like we need to check out Dr. Fleming, don't we? Dave, thank you.
That's it. I'll send you a copy.
Appreciate it. Okay. Got to top the hour break. We'll be back with my friend Sky Huddleston to talk about the rocket stove and related matters. Stay tuned.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.